The hailing frequencies are open, or should I say the bat signal is open, because this is Geek History Lesson Extra, and I am Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already know that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. What are we talking about today, Jason?
We're going to talk about the Batman screenwriters and some of the best Batman screenwriters here. Fun fact, during the quick Googling to do this research to get a list of the Batman screenwriters, because there have been so many Batman films, I learned that in the 1970s, CBS was interested in producing a Batman in Outer Space film, which I've never heard about before.
Barf. Also, nobody has compiled a nice clean list. So you might hear some auxiliary typing.
We might have to, have some pauses here in terms of going back and forth and whatnot.
Because Wikipedia definitely thinks, Google search definitely thinks that Jack Nicholson is the screenwriter.
Well, I have a list of the first. Okay, so we're not obviously going to talk about, we're going to start with Batman 1989. We're going to start with the modern Batman films. We're not going to go to the past because it's hard to judge those gentlemen. I have a list of all four of those, Ashley. So let's talk about Batman 1989. That has a story by Sam Hamm. It was screenwritten by Warren Scarron and Jonathan Gems. I will tell you that I do not know either one of those gentlemen, so I would like to talk to you about the screenplay of Batman 1989, and while you do that, I will find out what these gentlemen have written.
Fantastic. I think 1989 has become a really interesting Batman movie because we are now almost, well, we're 30-plus years away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie is iconic, and it deserves to be respected. But when I was younger, I used to think it was pretty cool and pretty dark, and it's not. But I think the screenplay, I think you could make that movie now with just a couple little tweaks, and I think it would pretty much hold up as a Batman story. I think the screenplay is pretty solid.
I think it's pretty good, and I'm going to say that I think the secret sauce of Batman 1989 is actually the gentleman that they didn't write the screenplay, and that's Sam Hamm.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Hamm is a excellent writer, and he actually just wrote the Batman 89 comic book series that is in the continuity.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that was him.
That book is great, by the way.
Wow.
Where it's basically like where they're saying that Batman and Batman Returns are in continuity and everything else is
not. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they just did this really cool Robin story, and they actually let Billy Dee Williams, be Two-Face in that story.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I was looking up his credits, Sam Hamm, after Batman Returns, so he has Story by on Batman and Story, did he get Story by on Batman Returns? Hold on a second here, guys. Sorry. No, he has no credits on Batman Returns, according to Wikipedia. He did Mantis, Monkey Bone, and Masters of Horror.
Monkey Bone.
Yeah, remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't really done this, but I will say the other two gentlemen, Warren Scarron and Jonathan Gems, are both interesting fellas, and they're Tim Burton fellas. And I'll tell you why. So Jonathan Gems is basically a playwright.
Cool.
It says here that he did an uncredited rewrite on Batman 1989.
Okay.
But he's mainly known for also doing a draft on Mars Attacks was Tim Burton.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he's the one that wrote the screenplay for Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian, which is the unproduced sequel.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they're like old friends or something like
that's
that.
That's kind of the impression I'm getting.
Or they're like CalArts buds.
But here's the thing. Warren Scarron, who is the top build guy, he's passed away, unfortunately. He actually passed away in 1990.
Oh, wow.
But he has a hell of a legacy. He wrote Fire with Fire, which is a movie that might not people. He wrote Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy. He wrote the screenplay for Beetlejuice.
An excellent screenplay.
It's with Michael McDowell.
With also starring Batman himself.
So Batman 89 is his last screenplay.
Okay.
Because he died literally
very
the year
young,
the movie
yeah.
came out. But I think Batman, has a really good screenplay. I actually think it's pretty solid from a writing standpoint.
From a script standpoint.
The things that age it are sort of the editing and the style and the dialogue.
And the aesthetics, yeah.
Or the acting.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, is what I mean. Okay. Ashley, let's talk about Batman Returns. Wesley Strick is the writer of the screenplay of this one. Oh, holy cow. Wesley Strick is still writing.
Good for him.
He's written stuff like Arachnophobia. Great movie.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Cape Fear.
Great movie.
He wrote everybody's favorite, The Saint. Val Kilmer. Everybody loves that movie.
Well, every 18-year-old white guy does.
He wrote Doom, the Dwayne Johnson movie that was a failure.
Is Carl Urban in that movie?
Yes, he is.
Hey.
He wrote the reboot, the 2010 reboot of A Nightmare on Elm Street. The last thing he wrote on was The Man in the High Castle for Amazon.
Oh, wow. So he's doing well.
He's still working, yes. But he is considered to be a script doctor. He is considered that he did a polish on Batman Returns, which is why he, and apparently his polish is so much that
he gets full script
credit. He got sole credit.
Well, my friend, I think you could have buffed it out a little more.
Daniel Walters is the credited story.
Yeah.
On this. Now, Daniel Walters is an interesting thing. He wrote The Adventures of Four Fairlane. Don't know. He apparently wrote the initial draft of Batman Returns, but since the other gentleman completely rewrote it, he doesn't get credit. He wrote, you know, the classic Hudson Hawk. Terrible movie. He actually wrote Demolition Man. So that's just
okay.
A long movie.
Yeah.
But it is said that he has authored a draft of the Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman solo movie that was never produced. Here is a loose description of what that movie was.
Oh boy.
It is a story about Selina moving to a Vegas-like city called Oasisburg and and fighting parodies of male superheroes. It is said that this screenplay did not resonate with anybody at Warner Brothers, hence the reason why they didn't produce
it. So she fights Magic Mike style strippers?
I would say it probably is like, there was probably like a versions of the Justice League would probably be.
I
sounds like that movie is probably a good thing you didn't exist.
I don't have a lot of redeeming things to say about Batman Returns from any point of view. I'll give credit to the scripts because literally every single Warner Brothers superhero movie that's been made since then follows their basic structure and thinking that you need multiple villains. I think the things that people like about the movie are Michelle Pfeiffer's body.
Yeah,
and
fair.
The latex suit that Michelle Pfeiffer wears. Fair. I think... I don't look, and when I say this, I don't begrudge anyone who worked on it. No one says how to make anything bad. I just think by a modern standard, I don't think anything about it holds up, and I don't think the script really offers very much either.
I think the story of it is good.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of emotionality in that movie. I think the scene where Selina Kyle breaks all the things in her apartment is heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I have with Batman Returns, and the reason why I like Batman more than Batman Returns is because Batman Returns is a Tim Burton movie. It's not a Batman movie.
Yeah.
It's where you can start to see Tim Burton, and this is where modern Tim Burton has become.
His isms, yeah.
Where he's more interested in how things look and feel than if the story makes a damn bit of sense.
Yeah, all vibes, no thoughts.
Because please tell me what the fuck is with those penguins. And also, what the fuck is with that weird jet ski that can go through the sewer?
Yeah. I mean, I even think Danny DeVito's a good casting choice for Penguin.
But his Penguin is too weird.
It's too weird. You can tell that it's the only thing in the movie that Tim Burton is interested in besides seeing Michelle Pfeiffer naked.
I mean, I'm kind of on Warner Brothers' side where I'm just like, okay, I can only imagine when they like saw the first cut of this movie and they were like, okay, great. This is the sequel to the biggest movie since Star Wars.
Yeah.
And the opening scene, we see parents with
him eating the fish.
No. It's parents with a baby. Okay, yeah, born and they go through the park. Okay, they're just having a nice snow day in the park. It's a brand new baby. What, they threw the baby over the bridge? Baby murder?
Yeah.
Baby murder is in your first scene?
Right, where in the zeitgeist, like Batman is still kind of Adam West.
Yeah. I totally understand why Warner Bros. Was like, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way to this day.
Yeah.
Sorry to any Batman Returns fans out there.
Batman Forever, the first Schumacher movie, is screenwriting by Akiva Goldsman, story by Lee Batchelor and Janet Scott Batchelor.
Hey, a lady.
I do not have a link to that. They do not have Wikipedia entries, actually.
Which means that they probably didn't have a long career or aren't working in film.
Akiva Goldsman is a very... interesting.
Prolific genre Hollywood type.
Still working screenwriter.
Yep.
Akiva Goldsman, not only besides writing The Client, iRobot, I Am Legend. Helped co-create Fringe. He wrote The Da Vinci Code. He wrote like what I think is one of my favorite movies of all time, A Beautiful Mind. Mm-hmm. He's currently working on Star Trek Picard mm-hmm. and Star Trek Strange New World. I really don't know what there is to say about these scripts because
I've never seen this movie.
You've never seen Batman Forever?
No.
Whoa.
Do you remember when we saw Batman and Robin with Ted? I was like, never seen any of the Schumachers.
Oh boy.
I haven't even seen all of Batman Returns. I've seen like a few scenes from Batman Returns.
I'm going to tell you, I kind of like, there's pieces of Batman Forever that I actually think are good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times where like, I actually prefer Batman Forever of all four of these.
Uh-huh.
But I can guarantee you that if we were to watch it now, it would be unwatchable.
Well, it's the same thing to jump to Batman and Robin. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, yeah, there's some seeds of some good ideas here, but
mm-hmm.
if you gave me that script, I'd be like, what is this?
Well, it's all like Adam West kitschy, right?
Yeah. Which is fine, but it's not what I would want mm-hmm. if I were producing a Batman
And Akiva
script.
Goldsman is the story and the screenwriter for Batman and Robin. Again, so look, everyone out there, I just want to make this clear that it's the same thing. It's something that happens in pop culture, especially through fandom, is I hate where we paint people with brushes. Because
exactly.
I just want to say, Akiva Goldsman wrote Batman Forever in 95, mm-hmm. Batman and Robin in 97, and in 1999, he wrote A Beautiful Mind, and he wins the Oscar for it the very next year for best screenplay.
I will say the same thing. People love to make fun of Joel Schumacher, especially because he was quite a campy man, yep. quite a character in his life. And yes, he directed these two movies, and yes, they're gay as hell, and we love that about them. And yes, they're very silly. But he also directed like some prestige projects. I know the star of it is problematic, but he did a lot of House of Cards episodes that are really dramatic and really compelling. And that's particularly in Twitter culture. We love to just paint everyone with the same brush.
Now, there were a lot of, unfilmed Batman IE products that happened.
Yeah.
But we're going to go hop right to the Christopher Nolan trilogy. Batman Begins in 2005 has a story by David S. Goyer and a screenplay by Christopher Nolan and David S. Goyer. I think the script is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
This is a script that I have read in my life probably five times because I like to go to this script whenever I'm like, whenever I need to feel inspired,
mm-hmm.
I will reread this script because I think it is so succinct. It is so just the script itself. And you can find it online. You can read mm-hmm. this script online.
I think you can find most of these scripts online.
I don't know if you can find Dark Knight Rises online. So let us know, Ashley. But this is a fantastic script. I think from moments to writing to everything, I think this is like...
You absolutely can. If you search Dark Knight Rises right. screenplay, PDF, there's like 20 pages of results.
I will say as a writer that sometimes people will label transcriptions as a screenplay.
I'm not saying it's the actual, but you can find a script version. That's, yeah.
The only reason I know.
I didn't click the links.
I know Dark Knight and Batman Begins because I have those PDFs.
Yeah.
But this is a fantastic script all around. Same with Dark Knight. And the only difference between Dark Knight and screenwriter, in terms of the credits, is that David Goyer did the story for Dark Knight with Christopher Nolan, and he did not write the screenplay mm-hmm. for Dark Knight. I think because he was writing Man of Steel at this point, or he was writing something else. But
people talking about painting with the same brush, people love to do that to David Goyer.
Yes.
You were actually the person who reminded me that yeah. he has written a lot of really wonderful things.
People love to crap on David S. Goyer, and he's actually a really good writer.
Not to name drop, but I've met the man twice, and he's also a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Also worked on Krypton or developed Krypton as well.
He's the EP of Krypton.
Yeah.
He also, a lot of people don't forget, is he wrote all the screenplays for the three Blade movies.
Yeah, which you're welcome for modern comic book movies.
You know, now he directed the one that's very divisive. But so Jonathan Nolan, Christopher Nolan's younger brother, who also co-wrote Memento, hopped onto the screenplays of Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises. So David S. Goyer did not write the screenplay for either one of those. But I'd love to talk about... these are, to me, feel like ones that you can talk through together as well. But actually, let's talk about these scripts. What do you think? Like, can you see the Jonathan Nolan to David S. Goyer difference? I think you can.
So I don't know mm-hmm. Because I'm not familiar enough with Jonathan Nolan's work outside of Westworld. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's ironic that he hopped on the good one and then also took over more responsibilities on the bad one, because mm-hmm. I kind of feel like that's what happened with the seasons of Westworld mm-hmm. as well. So I don't really know how much credit I want to give Jonathan Nolan for anything that is good about these screenplays, because in my mind, Begins is a solid superhero origin.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Knight is a really interesting exploration of what we threw down in the first movie. And then Rises is we're trying to push this envelope further, but our idea of doing that is adding too many storylines. I mm-hmm. think there's a good screenplay hiding in Rises, but I think even for being the biggest budgeted superhero movie, I think up to that point, it's too ambitious.
Dark Knight Rises?
Yes. It's a mess.
It's three movies shoved into one.
And I think we needed to strip one of them away for the film to be successful.
I agree.
I'm going to say it here and it's going to pain me. It should have been the Robin story. If we weren't going to commit and make him a superhero and make him Nightwing by the end of it, shouldn't have done it. It's a fucking waste.
Oh, see, I was going to argue.
I was livid when he was like, my name is Robin.
I was going to argue that it should have been the No Man's Land storyline.
Interesting.
I think it should have just been Bane doing a Night's Fall on Batman.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Because dealing with the city, I think, in the nuclear weapon is the step too far to me.
Where he, like, flies the nuke out?
The whole last act are people looking for a nuke.
Yeah.
And, like, marking chalk on trucks.
I guess I was thinking more in terms of, like, character. I was like, you have Bane, you have Selina, you have Bruce, and then you have not Dick Grayson. So mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, then cut not Dick Grayson if you're not.
Yeah.
And I like Joseph Gordon-Levitt in that part. I think he does the most mm-hmm. with literally nothing to do.
I have no problem with that storyline, actually. And I have no problem with Joseph Gordon-Levitt being cast in that part.
I would have loved to see him play.
My only problem is the name.
He literally sets it up where, like, people used to make fun of me for my name. What's your name?
Dick. Yeah.
Or Richard, but everyone calls me Dick.
I had this conversation with a guy I remember when that movie came out. And I always said that I was like, literally 2 years before was the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Avengers after credits scene didn't say Thanos. They just showed you Thanos.
Yeah.
And they just let you figure it out.
Yeah.
And I said, I was like, they should have just said Dick Grayson or Richard Grayson.
Yeah.
And
left it.
Or he could have been like, what's your name? He'd be like, Richard Grayson, but he's like, it's probably under Dick.
Yeah.
You know, and then she's like, oh, okay, there it is.
Yeah.
Because then you explain it. And then if people don't know who that is, Google is at our fingertips.
Yeah, but also my mom knows Dick Grayson as Robin.
But
she doesn't know any other Robin.
But I got into several arguments about that because I was like, you could just Google it. Who cares?
No, exactly. Yeah.
But making it that dumb of like, my name is Robin.
Yeah. That's how little they trust. That screams to me of a studio note. Yep. That is how little they trusted the audience.
Real quick, I want to talk about, of course, the Batman v Superman script. Co-written, David S. Goyer comes back.
He does.
Chris Terrio. Now, I was reading about this because I had forgotten that David S. Goyer wrote this, because David S. Goyer wrote the screenplay to Man of Steel.
Which you love.
So he wrote the first draft of this film because it was originally considered to be a Man of Steel sequel.
Yes, this was supposed to be Man of Steel too.
And then Chris Terrio was the one that was brought in by Snyder to sort of like do the final draft and turn it more into a Batman v Superman story.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Terrio revealed that his script was never titled Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. And Zack Snyder indicated that the name of the film was decided by a studio executive.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Apparently the original titles, I want to give you all the original. I've never heard these before.
Great.
Here are the original titles, ideas, pitches that Zack Snyder and Chris Terrio had for the movie. Justice League Foundations. Not bad.
Just goes to Trinity.
Justice League Rising. Now this one is stupid as hell. Son of Sun, S-U-N, and Knight with a K of Knight with an N. That's really dumb.
Fuck off.
Justice League Rising, I think, is not bad.
Should just call it Man of Steel 2.
But Justice League Rising would have not worked for that movie.
I think Dawn of Justice is not a bad idea, but Batman v Superman : Dawn of Justice is mm-hmm. a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah.
They
should have just called it Batman versus Superman instead of Batman v Superman.
I like BVS. Like, I would watch BVS anytime. It's a mess.
Are you familiar with Chris Terrio's work, by the way, Ashley?
I am familiar with Chris Terrio's work enough to know that.
Have you interviewed him?
I've not interviewed him. But I'm familiar enough with his work to know that I'm not a super Chris Terrio fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's a bad writer. It's just like, so I'm willing to bet the things that I like about it are the Goyer leftovers.
I agree with
just
you.
Just based on my own personal tastes and biases.
Do you want to know how Chris Terrio came on this project?
Affleck.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's an Affleck
Chris
guy.
Terrio is an Oscar winning screenwriter for Argo, which was Ben Affleck's movie that he made.
Yes, Argo's
right
the
this.
Only movie he's made that I
yeah, because
he's written a bunch of other stuff where I'm like, this is fine.
Here is Chris Terrio's credits post this.
Yeah.
He wrote the screenplay for Justice League.
Yep.
The Rise of Skywalker.
Yep.
And Justice League, Zack Snyder's Justice League. So
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
I don't think he's a bad writer.
No, I agree.
But it's just like, he's not always to my taste.
And I don't think we need to go into Justice League.
It's not a Batman movie.
Let's
so
see.
We don't need to go into it.
And right now, the Batman, which we do not know, the 3-hour long Batman, which we've not seen at the time of this recording, it is written by Matt Reeves, who is also the director. And it's co-written, first time I've heard this, by Peter Craig. I do not know who Peter Craig is. Peter Craig is, he is another Affleck guy. He wrote The Town. That was Ben Affleck's first director. Yeah. He wrote The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1 and Part 2. He wrote Bloodfather, 12 Strong.
Oh, he's a WB guy.
Bad Boys for Life.
He's a WB guy.
This year, he has 3 movies coming out. He has The Batman.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Top Gun Maverick, the new Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
And then he wrote a movie called The Mother, which is a Nicky Caro movie, which I have not heard of, which stars Jennifer Lopez. Interesting. Yes, you are right. He is a WB guy. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
all right.
I hope it's great.
Yeah, I hope it's great too.
Matt Reeves is a plus for me. I'm not as big a Matt Reeves fan as you are. But Matt Reeves always brings a really strong POV.
I agree.
And really good character. That's what I'm not as hot on the Planet of the Apes trilogy as you either, but the characterizations are very good.
Yeah. There you go.
So,
listeners, if you'd like us to go
to do like a proper top 5 or whatever.
Or to go into, I will tell you this. I would be willing to download some of these screenplays and to have Ashley and I. Let's throw this out there, listeners. What if we did a screenplay club?
Ooh.
Where we would all read one of these screenplays.
You can read screenplays really fast if you've never read them before.
Yep. And Ashley and I would sort of go through these and talk about the screenplay, basically like how they're on the page. And also we could literally talk about how was it executed.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe play some clips.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd be interested in that, please let us know in the comments down below this. Ashley, would you please make a note about that screenplay club, maybe? Let us know if, I'll tell you what, if we get 10 GHL screenplay club yes in the comments below this post on Patreon, we'll do it. We'll consider it for an anniversary. We'll figure out like what the next like Batman anniversary is or whatever, and we will do it. We'll try to find it. It has to be one we can find the screenplay for.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Batman v Superman screenplay is available.
A proper screenplay.
Yeah, some.
I don't know. We'll ask Brandon Marino. He'd know.
They don't. Yeah, some movies, they just don't have it. So there you go. Hope you enjoyed it, everybody. Thank you so much for your support here on Patreon. Thank you so much for listening. You got an extra long episode of this.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy. And I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Batman Podcasters out.